The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on the show, a woman is charged for manslaughter just for moving a pistol closer to a man who then picked it up and shot himself with it. A teacher at school in Japan gives his students a word math problem involving the murder of children. The children are amused by this. The parents were not. And the Pope finally gets down to brass tacks in a recent... What the fuck are you wearing? Jesus! I have no the fuck idea what's going on. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Two Cents Show. It's December 25th, 2010. I'm your host, Two Griffin. And this is my co-host, Jibba. It is crazy shirt day here. It is awesome shirt day at the Two Cents Studios. And we just wake up in the morning sometime and figure, you know, what are we going to do today? Hey, have a dildo hanging out your ass day. And we walk around like, so today was awesome shirt day here at the studio.
Yeah.
So I
came up with this little ensemble.
Yeah. I don't think Bunny probably, Toast probably didn't even do a thing. What'd you do? Did you mind it? Oh, my God.
Yeah, honestly, you think I wouldn't have something fun to wear?
Okay, you know, you've always got it's the shirt and jacket and glasses and
that's because I'm,
you know,
awesome.
We didn't say it was really weird face day. We said awesome shirt day. God, man.
And this is the awesome shirt. It's glittery.
Toast back there behind the cameras, by the way, directing the show for us tonight. Sorry, by the way, about last week. We skipped the show last week. That was my fault. I got actually out of my Comedy Store performance, and I came home and I went to sleep, and they woke me up about 2 hours ago. And it was a long 3 months of touring, so you know, I once that was there, I was like, okay, I've got to rest for a while. And then it was like Saturday was coming back up. It's like I gotta chill.
Just need a break.
I got to chill out with my thoughts.
With your thoughts.
I use my left hand for that. And I
explain to me how that works.
Going
to chill out with your thoughts with your left hand.
Well, I will have to. I'll draw you some pictures.
No, I don't want. I don't want drawn pictures. I want.
There are fun things on XTube that you can. That's, you know, an educational site. XTube is an education. People don't even have to explain about the birds and the bees to their kids anymore. Just like, here, XTube.com. Just watch this for a while, honey. You'll know everything, probably even more than I do. So, they walk out of their room later with a, you know, horse dildo sticking out of their butt. Can't get, Mom, what happened? So, you know.
Well, this is like going to a fur con.
Well, yeah. Some fur con.
Some fur con.
Speaking of fur cons. Antheria is next weekend.
Yes, we'll be there.
We'll be there. Be there. I always liked it when they do that in the old days. You know, there's hey, blah, 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 to on six, channel 16 and blah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be, you know, the show. Be there. There. Buddha be there. Buddha be there soon.
Buddha be there soon.
Buddha be there or will sue.
Buddha be there or will sue.
Soon. Zambuka Buddha will be there or soon. Oh my goodness. Zambuka time. Yes.
Yes.
For those of you who do not have a Zambuka icon, you know the little swingy icons in FA? That's who you go get them from. Zambuka, and then spelled exactly like it sounds.
Yeah, with a Z.
With a Z and an A.
With a Z Ambuka.
With a Z Ambuka. It's Z A Mbuka. That's how you spell
Mbuka.
What, that needs to be a letter. Mbuka.
Buka?
Mbuka.
I remember when I was growing up and we were saying the ABCs, you know, when you get to element O?
Element. You thought that was one word?
That was one letter.
That would be a messed up looking element.
And when we were doing, I remember asking the teacher, well, where's the element O?
Where's the element O?
Yeah. And she,
She looked at me like I was so stupid. I would never forget that look. She's like, this right here. And I'm like, no, those are letters. Where's LMNO?
You want to know where the LMNO was?
Right.
That should have been your furry name.
LMNO?
LMNO. And you can spell it just like that. LMNO. What's your name? What's your name? LMNO. Jesus. Be a good name for a fish.
That's actually a good little furry.
It'd be a good name for a fish, a female fish, Elamina.
Well, no, that would be a guy fish.
No, well, Elam.
L.
Elam.
Well, if you
Minnow.
Know Spanish, L.
Okay, I see what you mean. I only speak English, goddammit.
If it was Lalamino, then fish, Lalamino and Elamino.
You know, we got MFF coming up here pretty soon. Actually,
yes.
It's going to be in the third week, I think. Don't quote me on that, but it's somewhere in the later half, I believe, of November coming up. They've got a new hotel this year, and they're really set up to do a lot of cool things. I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there?
I should be there.
I'm going to be there. Actually, Toast may even come along with us this time, so we'll be able to have Toast.
Oh, you know
over.
I'm going to be there.
Yep, he's going to be there, so... We're going to groove.
I'm hoping to be there. I'm not sure yet, but I'm hoping.
Well, you know what? Let's get this show on the road, shall we?
This thing is hot.
It looks hot. It's almost armor. It's like chain mail or something, except it's like sequence mail.
Sequence mail. I can't think of a...
Because
it's hard to get sequins.
Glitter mail.
Glitter mail. Glamail.
Glail.
Glail.
Yep.
This is glail.
That's his glail.
Ooh,
hey, you got them. They look good in that. That thing really presents your figure. See, this just makes me look fat.
Oh, please.
See? I looked like a Windows desktop background that went bad. I do. Look at me. It's like a bad Windows desktop. Once we get the chroma key going on, I'm going to key on this color. Everything this color will just disappear. Okay. Oh, my holy God. It's time for the news! A speech in which the Pope appeared to associate atheism with Nazis has prompted criticism from humanist organizations. However, the Catholic Church has moved to play down the controversy, saying the Pope knew rather well what Nazi ideology is about. Yeah, he does, too. In his address, the Pope spoke of a Nazi tyranny that wished to eradicate God from society. He said, "As we reflect on the sobering lessons of atheist extremism of the 20th century, let us never forget how the exclusion of God, religion, and virtue from public life leads ultimately to a truncated version of man and society, and thus a reductive vision of a person and his destiny." a statement from the British Humanist Association said the Pope's remarks were surreal, quote unquote. You know, let me tell you about what the atheists want. There's always these people out there talking about, oh, the atheists, they want to steal our God. They want to rape your children and turn them into faggots. And they want to make all this stuff going around. And they just want to spread this. All we want is to have beer on Sunday, you motherfucker. That's all we want. You can believe in all the invisible magic people you want to, but keep them out of my goddamn liquor store. That's all we want. We want to be left alone. Let us go to hell. We don't care. That's where all the best parties are going to be anyway. Trent Reznor's going to be down there. Every furry. If you're a furry, you don't want to go to heaven. You're going to be alone up there. You're going to be by yourself. The rest of us, we're going to be partying.
Well, yeah.
Down in the seventh level con. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Seventh level con, we're going to be down there. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have...
Well, you didn't come to my show, so don't talk to me.
What do you mean I didn't come to your show?
At AC.
Oh, I couldn't come to your show. I was busy doing something. I'm sorry about that.
It was fine. No, because at my show, I talked about all furries are going to hell and that I'm going to have a house on Lake of Fire. We're going to have the best furry convention where everybody...
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. HellCon is going to be the best. So, yeah, there's going to be the best awesome, you know, the most awesome parties down there anyway. But on a slightly serious, but hopefully not too serious note, I really love how, you know, it's kind of some double talk here, but he basically said that without God... People don't know what the hell they're doing. That's what he said, you know. Leads to a reductive vision of a person and his destiny. Without God, people have no the fuck idea where they're going. I don't know if I agree with that. I think people who have God think that people who don't have God have no idea what the fuck they're doing. But I don't think that's actually accurate. I think they believe it is, but I don't think that's true.
Hey.
I've known plenty of atheists who've got plenty of direction, plenty of morals. In fact, when you think about it, it takes a lot more morality to actually do good to other people when you have no promise of any kind of reward.
Right.
You know? It's like, great, you're out there doing great for mankind, and you're giving stuff to nuns and helping out poor children and stuff. I do what I can to be nice to people, but the difference is, I don't think I'm going to die and have some pearly gates and golden shit and streets and thoughts and a nice, wonderful fucking cake. The cake in heaven is, oh my God, beautiful. I don't think I'm going to get any of that. I'm just going to die and go nowhere, but I'm doing it anyway. So that's why I'm better than you.
You're going to hell.
You're going to hell.
You're going to hell. Well, you know, I bet you your hell's going to be down there with no liquor.
Well, there ain't no liquor in heaven either.
How
so
do you know?
Because it's heaven.
It says in the Bible, eat, drink, and be merry.
Yeah, but it doesn't say what to drink.
Well, they...
It could be talking about drinking
Jesus
the blood of babies.
Jesus water and the wine. He wanted okay. you to drink. They never said you can't drink in the Bible.
Well, and if you go by the Catholics... They're drinking all the time.
Right.
So.
And even the Southern Baptists, they say we roll around and drink.
Yeah, and that is a fact.
So there will be booze in heaven. When
Hopefully.
You go to hell, there won't be any for you.
There better be some for me. You gotta smuggle me some in.
No. He's trying to tell you that you're gonna have no direction. You won't know how to get to booze if you don't have God.
Me down in hell wandered around. Where's the goddamn bar? Where? This no. That's good.
Don't worry. Shit. Before tonight, I was planning on going to heaven, but wearing this shit, I'm going to hell just wearing it.
You show up in heaven with that, people are gonna be like, say, what the hell? For those of you, by the way, who are listening to this on the show instead of watching it, if you get the feeling you're missing something, you're missing the video. It's actually a television show now. Jimmy is wearing this. He looks like a drag queen that got hit with a claymore mine. He looks like he's got this sequined blue sort of dress top type of thing. Very skimpy, very saucy. And, yeah, it's cute. See, I thought I was going to be cute and just wear, like, a brightly colored red and yellow shirt. And now, here I am in the middle of some craziness that I had no idea.
Well, hey, it matches the table.
It does match the table.
And it matches my shoes.
Oh. See, I wish you matched my shoes, but see, a lot of times, see, I know that nobody sees anything under the table, so I usually don't bother to get fully dressed on the table anyway. I don't care. Half the time I'm sitting here in my boxer shorts, you know, with the suit and coat, glasses, boxer shorts. We need an under the table cam.
No, we don't.
We get in trouble for that.
Yeah, they take us off.
They might have to.
Then we would have no direction.
We would be without our God, Ustream. Hello, Ustream. We love you.
We love you. Give us our own show.
Give us our own show. Yes, give us more. Stop us putting more advertisements on the bottom of the screen.
Take the advertisements off.
Take the ads off.
We give us more bandwidth.
More bandwidth for us. White Queen. And moving.
Will you stop?
I'm sorry. My throat is a little bit sore. A Japanese primary school teacher has been reprimanded for giving his pupils a math problem in which he asked how long it would take to kill 18 children at a rate of 3 murders a day. The 45-year-old male teacher, whose name has been withheld, has apologized for giving the quiz to his pupils aged 7 and 8 at his public school in that's Okazaki, Central Japan. I did it carelessly. I deeply reflect on my conduct, he was quoted as saying by the officials over the incident in May, which apparently led to a parent complaint to the school in July. There's your big surprise. The teacher reportedly asked the children, if there are 18 children, if we kill 3 per day, how many days will it take? School board said it handed the teacher a quote-unquote strict reprimand.
It's impossible.
You know, I think he was just pissed off that day.
Yes.
I think he was just pissed off. Stop it. Stop throwing that. Oh, Iko Nupikapa. Stop it. Stop throwing that. Okay, now stop it. Don't do that anymore. Just stop. Okay. You know what? You want a problem? if we kill 18 kids at a rate of 3 per day, how many of you fuckers are going to be left and awake? That's probably what he did, you know?
I kind of like it.
I don't have a problem with that. I wouldn't have had a problem with that as a kid. I don't think my parents would have had a problem with that.
My mother wouldn't have had a problem. She'd be like, you should be one of them damn kids.
These are different times, my friend. Different times.
And that was in Japan.
Oh, my mom would have, yeah, if they'd have...
Over there, they kill kids. And
they do.
This damn... Yeah. Half the teachers were talking about killing kids, and they kill kids over there. Yeah. 20 kids in a bag under a river and...
Buried in a...
Wasn't that on Gordon News? Some woman had... Put children in a bag and toss them under the bridge or something?
How many? I can't count how many. Gore News is something like that. But what is it with, you know, women know. Women know there are too many goddamn people in this world. That's why. They're putting all the babies in a bag. They're saying, fuck this. There's too many babies in this goddamn place. I'm going to wrap this shit up and bury it in the ground. At least maybe some flowers will grow and be pretty. Who knows? So, yeah, it's one of those things where if we got a math problem like that and brought it home, Mom, that is, kill 18 children, 3 per day, can they kill mine first, please?
Right.
That, you go first.
How many days will it take?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you do math. Did you figure it out?
6.
See, I do not believe in math. I don't think it actually exists. And I have less direction in my life.
You have less direction.
Because I don't believe in math. I'm sorry. Thanks, by the way, to everyone who came to my show at the Comedy Store. That was a lot of fun.
I was drunk.
He was drunk. A lot of people there were drunk.
I was so drunk.
It was easy to get drunk there because chicks would come up to your table and they'd be like, what do you want to drink?
Right.
And Jibba would answer, yes. You know?
And then she'd bring all of it.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You know what? They undercharged me.
Did they undercharge?
By like $30.
Really?
Unless somebody paid for it, which is possible. If you paid for my drink at the Comedy Store, thank you so much. Well, yeah. Drinks.
Drinks.
But like they undercharged me like $30.
Oh man, it was such a nice place though.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Really, really nice place. Very good lineup.
Had like 4 different stages and throughout the whole building.
Yep, it was it was very cool. There was the lineup that night was really awesome. A lot of headlining comics in the United States. It's like 2.5 hours of some really good comics.
Yeah.
For like $10. We were charging $10. Once I saw the lineup and shit, I was like, damn, I should have.
You should have
$25-$30 a ticket if I'd known. But no.
It was fun. It was very fun.
A lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. He had a lot of fun. Everybody had a lot of fun. Children got some fun.
I have to say something.
What?
I keep getting emails about, am I going to do the Comedy Store?
Well, it's possible.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
It is possible.
It's possible.
It's a possible thing.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It could happen. If I get my foot planted in enough, then who knows? You know, well, I'll say, hey, by the way, I know this guy. I'm going to do that with Uncle Kage, too.
Do that.
I will do it with Uncle Kage.
I'm going to wear this.
You're a hit. Instantly, you're already a hit. You show up there on that, and you just walk out, and they'll start laughing. You won't even have to say shit. Just stand there for 30 minutes, every now and then bust out a tit, you know, and... That can be your encore. Just come out, rip it open, show your tit, and then everybody like, wah! And then...
Yeah, but actually, you know that will work, too.
People pay for that. They probably pay you for that. Hey, this is Hollywood. You can get paid for anything in Hollywood. Donkeys can get paid for anything in Hollywood.
They do.
They do. It's
nasty.
Kind of crazy. You can see it in ditches and hallways in the house sometimes.
Yeah. How about we keep going?
White Queen.
Yeah, for that one.
White Queen.
How did we go from Japanese man killing kids in school with math problems? No.
Back to donkeys.
Back to donkeys in the hallway at our house getting paid.
How many donkeys getting paid? If there are 18 donkeys getting paid for screwing somebody, usually a Vietnamese prostitute, how many days would it take for the donkey's nipples to brought off and be eaten by worms.
At a rate of what?
At a rate of 2.3 per day. Don't. If you come up with an answer that's actually right, I would kill you. I will leave the show. I quit. I will quit right now.
Wait. 18 is the right, 2.3. Normally they have six times. But it's 12 plus then you have 36.
Well, while he's working that out, I'm going to go on to the next story. Tired of their bickering and her husband's complaints, he wanted to die. An exasperated Cutler Bay woman asked him if he wanted his pistol, the husband. Yes, he replied. So she fetched the weapon from the other room and tossed it on the couch next to him, police said. And then he shot himself, fatally in the head. For her reckless disregard for human life, Valerie Jenkins will be charged Wednesday with manslaughter with a deadly weapon for the May 2009 death of her husband, Robert Jenkins, prosecutors say. The Miami-Dade State Attorney, oh, it's Florida, that explains a lot. State Attorney's Office is expected to file formal charges against Valerie Jenkins, 56, today in front of a circuit judge, Rimberto Diaz. Robert Jenkins, 51, a lifetime South Miami-Dade auto mechanic, was an avid fisherman who loved life and never talked of suicide, relatives say. We all have to be accountable for our own actions, said Robin Jenkins, the dead man's sister-in-law. Her actions resulted in Bob's death. Well, apparently we all have to be responsible for our actions, except, of course, the man who picked up the fucking gun and blew his face through his ass. Of course, he had nothing to do with this. Nothing to do whatsoever. See, this, I don't think this is right. Let me run things. Put me in charge. I don't think it's too far outlandish that if anybody commits suicide, nobody else is at fault. Nobody. I don't care if you hand him a gun, say, put that to your head and pull the fucking trigger. If somebody does it, that's still their goddamn decision. They didn't have to do it.
Well, if they have a gun and somebody's telling you to shoot yourself, just turn around and shoot them. That's
yeah.
Me, but.
Yeah. Just shoot them. But, yeah, this is still, I mean, I have to wonder. If she just because she moved a gun closer to the man, she was charged with manslaughter for this. What if she'd moved car keys closer and he got in a car and took off and ran off a bridge? Is that manslaughter?
Well, I mean, if that's the thing, let's say a husband and wife, husband, like, will you hand me the keys?
Yeah.
I'm going out for some fresh air, and then you drive into a tree. Turn yep. out.
Her fault. That. Manslaughter, yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, everybody is probably guilty of manslaughter somehow. I mean, what about the manufacturers of the gun? What about the people who made the couch that she tossed it? The couch wasn't there. It'd have probably hit the floor and gone under the fridge, and he couldn't have got it. People yeah. who made the couch are also responsible. And the bullets.
And the house and the floor.
And the house and the floor. Because they weren't in a cave.
Right.
If they were in a cave, there'd have been no bedroom. The drawer that she got it out of.
Yeah,
the
whatever.
Yeah, everybody's responsible. So I'm responsible. God's responsible. He made all the atoms. He made all the molecules.
Let's sue God.
Sue God. We just need to sue God.
I'm going to hell.
Sue God and Buddha.
Sue God and Buddha.
Sue Buddha God. Zambuka, sue God, Buddha.
Well, my question for this story.
Yeah.
Is that, is she saying that he said, I want to die?
He
or
said.
How are they proving that?
He said, that's a good question. I don't know. Apparently, he said that, she said that he was complaining about wanting to die. Apparently, he did this a lot, according to her. He was, every now and then, he'd be like, I just want to die. And one day, she got tired of it and said, do you want your damn pistol? And he said, yeah. And so she went, tossed on the couch next to him, walked in the kitchen, bam, manslaughter charges. Fuck that.
But I can see, I can see why they're charging her with manslaughter, because they can't verify that that happened.
It doesn't surprise me that they're charging her with manslaughter. I'm just saying that in my world, it wouldn't happen like that. You could drive a guy up to the edge of a cliff and say, get out and jump, and if he did, you're...
No, but what I'm saying is that, what if she's just lying and she shot him in the face?
She could. I think they probably know better than that. I mean, they probably powder tested her hands and all did the shit. They know that he killed himself. They just are blaming her for it because she put the gun next to him.
See, I think
There could be a question of maybe if there was a little bit more coercion.
Right.
But
that,
no.
that, personally, what I think, I just want to kill myself. Okay.
Well, what's your... Yeah, move. I think what you're probably thinking the same thing I am. This story is too almost goddamn ridiculous.
Right.
To actually think. So there's got to be something more to
it. There has to be something behind it. So if you live in the Miami-Dade County, if you heard about this, please let us know.
Yes. In Allentown, Pennsylvania. Allentown.
I know where that is.
Yeah, me too. I've been there. I know Qual lives there. Good furry.
Yeah, I know him.
Puppy. I know him. Allentown police arrested a 41-year-old man Monday for exposing himself to a woman in the parking lot of a South Allentown grocery store and then following her through the store's aisles, asking her what she thought about his size. According to court records. Quilvio J. Bisono was charged with stalking, indecent exposure, and open lewdness in two counts of harassment and disorderly conduct. He was sent to Lehigh County Prison under a $10,000 bail. According to an arrest affidavit, a woman said at 11:07 a.m. Monday she was getting out of her car at Price Right Parking when she noticed a man sitting in a car next to hers exposing himself. She told the police he continued to expose himself as she walked to the store with her child. Inside the store, the man confronted the woman and asked her about his size. She told the man to leave her alone and to go away. She said he then followed her through three more aisles, repeating his question. The victim repeatedly told him to leave her alone, but he wouldn't. Hey, I got some stuff, don't I? What do you think of my stuff?
Leave me alone.
I got some big stuff.
Leave me alone.
What? Is my stuff big?
Leave me alone.
You saying I have a small dick? I got big stuff. I got some of them big stuff. I get the picture of like an old toothless fucker, you know? I got some big stuff, don't I, baby? It's some big stuff down in my britches, isn't it?
Did it say how old he was?
No, it does not. Wait, nope, 41-year-old man. Yep, 41. So, but you never know. I mean, meth can make people look like a 90. So he could have been this toothless, yellow, you know, jagged tooth madman is walking around following some chicken and start. What? You like the stuff down in my britches? You like it? You named her Big Mar? Big side for the britches into what do you think, Leonard? Huh? Yeah. Leave me alone. No, I ain't gonna do that. Me and my big old dick ain't gonna leave you alone. Nope, not until we get to the goddamn cereal aisle. We're not gonna leave you.
I wonder how big his dick was.
We need a way to interview people. I want to call this chick up. It's like, okay, yeah, but fuck the whole, fuck, you know, screw the affidavit. Did he have a big dick?
Right.
I want to know.
I want to know how big it was.
It's like, by the way, how big was it? Inquiring minds want to fucking know. Don't leave us hanging like that. What, was he a fucking horse? Well, yeah, I want to know about this. Because, you know what, I bet if he was a horse, there wouldn't have been a goddamn arrest.
Right.
He'd be like, maybe, and brought his ass home.
There would have been no complaints.
Yeah. So he must have been tiny. He had to have been tiny. That's what it was. Oh, man. Well, we got another couple. Well, no, we had one more news story about a man who was tasered while trying to put his own house out with a garden hose. They're like, you can't do that, sir. He's like, it's my house I'm trying to put out, sir. You can't put out your own house. Zapped him and hauled him away.
Did his house burn down?
Yeah. He was trying to save his snakes. He had like 11 different exotic snakes that he really cared for. And apparently the firemen were just standing around pissing and doing nothing. So he's like, well, fuck it, I'll do it then. And then they said, no, you can't do that. Zapped him and dragged him away. Burned his house, burned down. It's kind of a...
Sue.
Kind of a Sue. Buddha Sue.
That is a Sue.
Buddha Sue. Yep. But we can't go into that because... Don't look behind you!
Just the girls!
You know, if I laugh too hard, some of these sequins might start flying
popping
off.
Popping out, the tit pop out. In England, a real estate agent and potential buyers of a home tiptoed around an elderly owner of a house all day, not realizing she was sitting there dead. The agent and potential clients thought the 55-year-old woman was sleeping on the couch while they all went in and viewed the home and just sort of tiptoed around her.
Don't wake her up. She's asleep. No.
And until finally the end of the day when the the agent came back in and said, well, you know, it looks positive, ma'am. Oh, shit. So, yeah. They didn't give the cause of death, so I have no idea. I have no idea what she died of, but she was dead. Sitting there dead. That's all we know. I know, pictures or it didn't happen, but they didn't have any pictures, unfortunately. That would have been kind of funny.
Yeah, that. To put
it, you know, people, you know, admiring the blinds and the drapes. Old lady sitting in the background. Nobody knows, but, you know. Like, yes, I love the drapes in the backyard. It's wonderful, but what's that funky smell? Oh, sorry, don't wake up the old lady. She's sleeping. What is that smell? Jesus, God, it smells like,
smells like old lady.
Smells like death and Satan's ass. Why is it? So, yeah, that was, in Oklahoma, a woman hit a pothole in the road with her lawnmower as she was driving it home. This is Oklahoma, okay? It's Oklahoma. We haven't got to the good part yet.
Wait! Did you hear this?
You popped one? Sequins popping off your ass. I don't believe this. We didn't get to the good part yet. She hit a pothole when she was driving her lawnmower home. She was thrown 14 feet in front of the mower, which went, fatty, and continued forward, running over her until she was in tiny pieces and dead. She got run over by her own lawnmower. Oh, Oklahoma. You're over there popping shit off you. You're just a wreck. In Illinois. Oh my God, which one popped? The one? Something. Jim is falling apart over here, people.
Oh Jesus.
What? How many drinks is that when your shit starts popping off your
head? Shot per one. I'm not like
in Illinois. Pardon. Two firemen and an 18-year-old girl were killed when her house caught on fire in the middle of the night, and they couldn't heave her 512-pound ass out the house.
Oh.
Headline should have been...
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. The headline should have read, girl's ass kills three. They couldn't haul her ass out. 512 pounds, couldn't haul her ass out of the house. Both the fireman and her, who were trying to get her ass out, died. They burned up. Dedicated motherfuckers. You got to give it to our firefighters, our good American hero firefighters, for giving their lives to try to save some fat ass that should have just been left in there. It's like, bitch, you can't run out the house. Sorry, that's your problem. You should have thought about that when you was eating that last goddamn chicken wing.
I'm just falling apart over here. This thing is breaking up. Look at this.
Oh, Jesus, you are falling apart. Well, we only got a couple more, and we just got a few minutes. Here, hang on. In England, a teenager excited about his brand new mail-order stab-proof vest went to his friend's house, put it on, and asked to be stabbed. He's dead. In Maryland, a woman who was being treated for cancer at a hospital took a turn for the worst. As the doctor was explaining the medical condition to her son, he expressed his doubts that the doctor was doing his best job to take care of her by shooting him. He then took his mother's health care into his own hands by shooting her too. And then himself. We got to take a break here pretty soon. We got one more Gore News. We'll do that when we come back. How about? Actually, yeah, we'll do that when we come back because we're kind of a long one. Don't fall apart. Don't let nobody fall apart before we get back.
Paul popping out right over here.
You can do all popping you want. Just nobody else fall apart except Jibba. Until we get back from the break. You're just losing everything. Just everything's popping up.
Where did my lens go?
I don't know. We'll look for that here to be. My God. This show of falling apart. We're giving everything we got for you guys. We're losing body parts and kidneys falling out.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll see you. Show my white queens, bud.
Check it out. You've seen my videos, possibly, hopefully, me, you know, on YouTube or, well, this show, whatever. And, I've seen a lot of other videos out there, too. You know, a lot of other fursuiters, a lot of other furries doing things. And, sometimes I find myself watching these videos saying, like, what are they doing? You're standing there. Like this. You just, standing there. I mean, like, yeah, you look freaking adorable, but you gotta do something. Yeah, jump around, freaking display, show some shit. Which brings me to today's fursuit tip of the day, which would be, just do something, man. Alright, so what can you do? One of the easiest things you could do is just find shit around the house and play with it. Or do whatever the hell you want with it. I mean, maybe you collect something. Fucking commemorative plates or friggin' dead bodies, I don't care. Whatever. Severed heads, the shrunken ones with the, when they pour the salt on them and shit. Hey, your thing is your thing, I don't, you know, whatever you do to it. So let me show you some of my things that we can just go and be like, hey, look at me, I'm in my fursuit, and look at all these awesome cans. I mean, these are like my really crappy ones. I collect cans, by the way. I have a really stupid fucking hobby. We go into the woods and we find all these, like, rotted out, spider-filled, ooh. Yeah, spider-filled freaking cans and stuff, and then I display them as if they're something cool, alright? And on this little hutch, I mean, look at this. See, now I'm doing something, you see? You see how this is? Don't, what are you doing? What are you doing? No, the cans, that's it. Or my, anything, whatever. I'm doing something. I'm dancing around, I'm showing you my crap. What else can we, hold on, where are they? Look, I got car parts. Freaking green fenders, man. Whatever you need. I got like a bunch of these lying around. You can just take them and, I don't know, ride it like a witch's broom or something. This probably looks a little weird right now. Does it look weird? Does it look weird? Yeah. Alright, fuck, you know, fuck that. What else you got? I got other car parts. I mean, you know, you just play with like a panel, a door panel. I got some trash in here. But yeah, so just do something. Let's go upstairs. We'll find some things. I'll make a little like a diorama or something. Come on. Let me check out. All right. And you made it up there pretty quick. Okay. See, now look. Just take your collectibles and make these little funny little diorama things. I mean, look at this. Look how much fun. You know how much fun I had doing this? Look at these things. Got my Schlitz collection right here. Classic Schlitz. You know, I mean, look at that. It's quality stuff. It's quality beer. All right. Listen to me. You hear what I'm saying? Quality beer. Go buy it right now. After this video ends. Just kick down your door, because you're probably like locked in the house like some kind of weird slave, and just go buy some Schlitz. I got the Pepsi diorama little thing right here on, so like, look at that, it's nice, man. This is from 86, I don't even know when this dance is from. Who knows? It could be from yesterday, who knows? Then I got the Be a Pepper. See, I'm a pepper, alright? That's how I got this glass. You gotta be a pepper to get these kind of glasses. And the bottle just kind of came with it, I got that out of whatever. I mean, and see, now with this, all this set up, you can do fun things with this in your purse. I mean, hold on. Just get a couple of toys. We're going to get some Schlitz, man. You want to get some Schlitz? He said it's a damn good beer. All right, let's go get it. And they're drinking now. See, you're making cartoons drink. It's funny. You know, I mean, like, Warner Bros. Viacom wouldn't like that shit. They'd be like, oh, this guy's making these guys drink. I better not break that. I'll be pretty pissed. Then you think, oh, no, we're going to sober up with some of this Pepsi here. Look at, oh, man, the front from, like, 86 or 87. I think I saw that in the beginning of Home Alone. See, they know things. They know cinema. I mean, at least this one does. That's too far away. So, like, you can do fun things. And, save those for later. And just do fun things, man. Just take some of your other collectibles. Like, I don't even know why I have this. The top to a freaking cooler, a Pepsi cooler. Just play it like a guitar. Like, So you can do things like that. Guitar. Machine gun. Take out the enemy forces with this. What? It's a joke, you see? You see people be like, oh, look, it's not a real war. It's just him shooting into the air. Alright? Oh. So please, guys, do something with anything. I mean, Just don't bring somebody in your house that has, like, a weird phobia of certain things. Because, I mean, it can wind up bad. It can happen like this.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I hope you enjoyed the little break there.
Yeah, it was neat.
We had a bit of a clothes change. Still bright. But he's not at least busting out of it. Which, that looked so tight.
It actually wasn't. That's the funny part. It actually wasn't tight.
Oh, okay.
It's only when I, like, took a deep breath in and moved a certain...
and it's still right here. We still actually have on the table here the little piece that, you know, he busted off of the... when he left. That was awesome. We did have one more gore news. And I'll just quickly read it to you. It was kind of a long one. In Kentucky, and this was the last one, a man living in a trailer park shot his wife until she was in half and dead.
In half?
Well, he shot her with a shotgun.
Oh.
His stepdaughter became scared and then ran to a neighbor's house. The man followed her inside and shot her until she was dead, then shot everyone in the house who was just there until they were dead. Afterwards, he went to a friend's house and sat next to him on the porch. And when his friend asked why he was shooting everyone, he replied, bitch made my eggs runny again, and blew his own head off. Somebody was unhappy with breakfast. Somebody did not like their breakfast that morning. Somebody was very, very unhappy with the service they provided in the kitchen of him.
She must have been doing all sorts of stuff to his egg for him to go crazy.
Either that or she'd done it like 400 times in a row.
Every day.
Don't make my eggs, bitch. Don't make... One day, just bug it and just crit. That's it. That's the last egg. I'm going to... Runny egg,
shot
I'm going to have...
Half.
Well, blew her in half. I don't know if he actually blew her in half. I just said that because it was funny. But he did shoot...
I do think it's funny.
He did shoot her until she was dead. So.
With his daughter and their neighbor and himself?
And there were three other people in the house other than his stepdaughter. Blew them all away. Then sat down for a minute, apparently savoring the moment, I guess. You know, the fucking bitch and her eggs, what you think? Nah, woman! And told his friend, yeah, bitch make my eggs runny again, and then poof, blew his own head off. So, person either had issues, or those were some pretty damned bad eggs.
I think he was just pissed.
It was one of those last time things. That's the last time.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
I ain't taking it.
And he probably already knew. He was like, if she do it one more time.
One more time. I'm going to grab that shotgun and everybody's going to die. And that's what he did. He just snapped one day and did it.
Because usually at that point, somebody will say it. You do it one more time.
Yes, do it. One more time.
One more time. And she probably did it just to spite him.
Yeah, she probably... She's probably with the look on her face. She's like,
right.
What you gonna do, bitch?
And that was it.
And that was it. And then he just blew up.
I wonder if he did it just calmly. He just like, okay. And got up and...
Boom. Boom. That would be guy walking through the trailer park, loop, swinging a shotgun. bitch made my eggs all runny again. Loop, doop. And that's it. Blorp, 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 blorp. That was the end of him.
Well, if you could name where that came from.
Well, what popular cartoon?
What cartoon did that come from? Send us an email.
Mm-hmm. We'll give you something special.
Something special.
Somehow. We'll think of something.
We'll think of something. If you get the first person to make that cartoon.
That cartoon. Yep. We will do something special. Our the next piece, wad of paper we wad up and throw at the camera will be for you. We will hit you with the paper. Nobody else, just you.
Just you.
Well, we got a top 10 list this week. I was sifting through those and found, I think, what's fun. You know, a lot of people have been going to jail over the last week and because of killing people or doing whatever. So I found the 10, top 10 most bizarre mugshots
oh,
that have been
okay.
taken. And we got
number 9 of them black.
No. Surprisingly, no. In fact, I don't think there's a one of them black. They're all white. I'm pretty sure they're all white.
See? Black people don't do anything.
Yeah. White people just slip in front of y'all and stick themselves on
yes.
the knives.
Y'all fall onto anything that we have in our hands.
Black people be out shooting a bullet at nobody. Just trying to hit a bottle with a bullet, and 10 white people line up in front of that bullet and all 10 of them.
Well, no, we'll be out in the street playing tag with bullets.
Yeah, bullet tag.
Bullet tag.
They do that
in
Detroit.
And then all run out there with a damn knife and get caught.
Yeah, play bullet tag in Detroit, and then white people run out and then try to, I'll get it. Boom, man, you got it.
And then tonight at 10 o'clock news, why is this white man
why is black people shooting everybody? Why does this happen? Is it because of all the crack they snort? Who knows? Is there a new black drug on the market that's just causing them to go crazy and be fucking nuts? Oh, there's your glasses are just going all beat. So, yeah, we got number 10 here on the top 10 crazy mugshots, and I told you that was going to happen with that white bun.
I did that on purpose.
No, you didn't. This guy, I don't know what the hell he's in for, but...
It looks like he blew something up.
It did. It looks like he blew his face up.
Or either he's trying to blow something up and it blew up in his face.
Blew up in his face. Either that, he was going down on some really nasty Cleveland whore. You know, just... we're not going to talk about that. Number 9. I don't know how old that is, but...
I don't know what to say about that.
That man... I do. That man... Right there, ladies and gentlemen, is white. That is a white fucking man. There is no other kind of blood in him. He did not come from overseas or mixture of, you know, Native American, anything. He just white. They found him under a white rock in America, probably in the South, in a trailer park.
I don't know what he was doing.
I have no idea.
He kind of looks like the dude from Dragon Ball Z.
He kind of does, actually.
Yeah, he kind of looks like you, too.
No, he doesn't. Okay, not even toast is that white. He's a little bit toasted.
The hair.
Let's see, what's number 8
Ooh.
We got there? That guy looks like a guy I know. I'm trying to think of who it is. It looks like a furry I know, but I can't remember. I wish I could remember. But anyway, I'm guessing, I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing meth or crack or actually maybe LSD. That's
how about all three?
Yes, all of them. That's pretty bad. See, number 7. That looks like, you know, actually that's the guy I picture I picture the guy who ran through shooting everybody up in the trailer park. That's what he's doing right now. And number 6.
It's a French pedophile.
Oh my God. That guy. Oui, oui, mon ami.
Come on, Susie, try it. Would you like some candy?
I give the candy to the children.
First pedo bear, when you feed him.
Hello, children. Do you want to taste my lollipop? That's right there. See, number 5.
Yeah! Oh.
Jabba the Hutt. They finally caught him. Jesus Christ. That is the most frowny frown I have ever seen.
She has a lazy eye. She just looks mean.
She got a lazy skull.
She just looks mean.
She does. I think she did. Whatever she's in for, she did it.
I'm a big black man. And I'd be afraid to pass her on the street.
Yeah, that's the kind of old woman that, you know, would fuck with us when we were kids and give us nightmares.
Yeah.
Number 4. Yeah, green hair, red guy, and he's wearing your shirt. I don't know. What the hell could he pop? Did he just commit a fashion crime? Is that what he's in for?
He looks like the Joker.
He kind of does. We are number 3, right? No, that's not number 3. Yeah, it is. That's number 3.
That is number 3.
Ooh. Who's number 3?
Not sure. But that's also kind of scary.
She had to have been on drugs.
She's been on drugs for a long time.
Look at her irises. They're still...
Yeah, she's been on drugs for a long time. She looks like a meth head. So we got number 2.
Holy cow, forehead.
That's one of those guys.
Holy forehead.
That's one of those guys you just meet, you know, when you're like, when you're like, if he's just out on the street and you'd have to shake his hand, be like, yo, hi, my name is George. Hey, my name is forehead. Oh my god, forehead. Fuck, fuck. And you did that. That's then you run away screaming on fire.
Was one of those? Is one of those, you couldn't look at him in the face.
No, you couldn't.
Anytime you talk to him, you couldn't look at him in the face. You'd have to, you look off to the side and you graze his forehead with his eyes. I couldn't look at him in the eye.
Maybe that's what his crime is. His head's too damn big. He violates the head ordinance.
You remember that Family Guy episode where they were talking about the dude with the forehead and it started raining and he just turned over?
Yeah.
That's
that guy. Finally on the list, number one. That's just scary.
He got beat the fuck up.
That one actually had a listing under it. He was in for murder. So he probably got beat up while he was killing some dude.
He got beat the fuck up.
And from the look of him, just a guess, whoever he killed was probably not white.
Yeah, especially with the Nazi emblem.
Yeah. that's a skinhead, and he probably did not kill. He probably killed somebody who was at least brownish. Unless they were yellow.
Or even not, like, if he is Jewish or things like that.
There is also that. Well, we got some holidays coming up, according to our bunny over there. And if I think he'd probably like to tell us what they are, if there he is.
Yeah. Hey, before I get to the holidays, though, somebody sit in an actual picture.
Well, okay, you need to explain that for the people who didn't watch.
All right, if you didn't watch, you suck.
That's a good way to start. Good bun.
No, I'm just kidding. Honestly, I wanted some pictures of furries in front of monuments for one of the holidays.
Well, okay, last time on the show, there was a day that had no holiday on it, so Bunny made one up. Toast made up a fursuits in front of a monument day. Send in pictures.
Yeah.
Well, Bunny got one. He actually got one over there.
Let me pull this up.
Here, go ahead.
There it is.
There you go.
Yeah, space needle.
Yeah. So that's actually cool. And I actually know two of those fursuiters. Strangely enough, isn't it crazy in this fandom? It's like you can know a fursuiter, but not the guy inside. And sometimes you can know a fursuiter and the guy inside, but not know they're the same people.
Right.
Yeah. So I know.
I recognize one of them.
I recognize the one on the left and the right, and I don't know the one in the middle, but I don't know who's in any of them. So, but it's cute. It's a wonderful picture. I like it.
Yeah, definite. Total applause. Thanks for sending in the picture. Hopefully, send in some more.
Yeah, send in some more of the Space Needle or whatever you want.
Space Needle, the Washington Monument.
Well, you got another one coming up, though, right?
Lohan. No more pictures.
Oh, okay, no more pictures. But you have holidays. What's up, bud? What do we have to face for the next week?
All right. Well, we're going to be broadcasting on the 26th. So that's going to be Good Neighbors Day. What this basically means, for the love of God, at least Sunday, put on some pants.
You know what? I'm going to go visit Mr. Rogers' grave. He was the best neighbor ever.
Won't you be my neighbor?
I'm going to go visit Walt Disney's grave.
He wasn't a good neighbor. He hated people.
He loved everybody.
Yeah.
All right. On the 27th, some of you actually know where your family tree is. If you're from the South, it's pretty easy to trace.
It's usually a post.
Yeah.
Doesn't have many branches on it.
Hey, be glad you're not me. My family line goes down the Jones family, and somewhere along the line, we're related to the Kennedys. And if you ever saw Braveheart, that evil king, yeah, he's somewhere in my tree. I don't know. But, it's look back, appreciate the people, I suppose.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm by far related to Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
She was in my... My mother did all the research, and she's in my family history in there.
Is that it? Do you have anything you're going to say?
I heard Jibba saying something, but I can't hear him back here, so... Whatever it was, I'm sure it wasn't important. All right. The 28th. It's going to be Ask a Stupid Question Day. Ironically, it's also going to be National Bird Day.
Bird Day?
Yes!
Is it birthday or bird day?
Bird Day. You know, tweet.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah, that's... It's one of them days, you know, worship the things you shoot with BB guns. I'm going to get hate mail. All right. The 29th is going to be National Coffee Day.
Oh, God. People are going to be dying.
Oh. Oh, man. There are so many furries out there into caffeine, energy drinks, man. Stay away from the red line, please.
That's not coffee.
It mixes really well with coffee. I mean, it...
God, no, you can't...
Well,
please tell me you've never done anything like that.
I have.
God.
All right.
I don't right. get it.
Crazy.
Crazy shit.
The 30th is going to be Role Reversal Day. I came up with this. Predators, time to feel what it feels like to be prey. Prey, time to take over. I'm going to really enjoy this day.
So basically what you're saying is predators and prey need to reverse roles on that day.
Yeah, exactly what I said.
Which day is it?
That is going to be on the 30th, which I think is Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Friday goes right in line with it. It's going to be the first. It's going to be Plan Your Epitaph Day.
Yes. Oh, wow. Nice.
If Thursday didn't go too well for you... Friday's going to be a great planning day.
See, I already got mine planned. I already know what I've already put in a rant. Here lies two. Hell stinks more now.
All right. Since Friday begins a new month, it's going to be Role Models Month. Worship your role models. I'm sure I might someday. All right, guys. I'm done.
Thank you, Bun. Thank you very much for that, Bun. There's your holidays.
Yeah.
Some of those sound worth celebrating. Coffee Day, I'm sure people will be jumping on.
I won't.
Of course, Worship Your Idol Day, or, well, your Role Model Day. That's not your idol, it's a Role Model Month. Okay,
yeah.
So, yeah, we can do that. We can do that. I've got plenty of role models.
Yeah, quite a few.
Like me, and me.
And me.
And you. And actually, no, I do have a few role models. But I don't want to talk about them because they have very sensitive nipples and they can hear me when I talk about them. You know, we didn't do one last week because sometimes it takes a couple of weeks to pile these up, but we have a fan art groove. Let's check out our fan art groove for this show. Knew that solo one did that. She's amazing. Those Mara Dragon did that the day we couldn't take showers. That's me stinking.
I wasn't here.
Did you kill it there?
Just stopped,
did it? Oh, well.
No.
That was the last picture anyway, so... It just didn't go out like it's supposed to. Thank you very much, guys. Great job. Great work. We appreciate all the fan art we get sent in. So.
Yes, I enjoy. I get some all the time, actually.
Yep.
I should give you some of them so you can...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, send them in. You send in fan art, and we put it on the ship because we figured.
Yeah.
At the very least, it's the least we can do for you. But yeah, good job. We lift our glasses to your nipples. To their nipples.
To their nipples.
Oh.
And that answer is 14 and a half days.
nipple Buddha Sue. I quit. I told you I was going to quit. Well, let's get on into some Dear to Letters.
It's Dear to Letters.
I see it's an hour and 10 minutes in the show. That means we got, 20 minutes.
We might get
that. We might actually get through them all, but I think that's actually less time than we usually. We'll find out.
We'll get there.
First letter here is from Roar, Wollstone. He says, Dear Two, my parents have always told me that no matter what my sexual orientation was, they would love me no matter what, but apparently they weren't very honest at the time. I'm bisexual and have told my parents that I am going out with a close friend of mine that I've known for quite a while and have developed a nice relationship with him. Apparently, that didn't go over well with them too well. Sorry. I misread that. Because they constantly hound me when I go out to meet with other friends on whether or not I'm going to see him or not, and it's really annoying. They also drop sly hints every now and then about how they don't like him and how much of a bad decision I've made. Is there any advice you can give to help me in my strenuous situation? It's from Roar Wollstone from Virginia. I gotta say, and I, Jibba will tell you here, I'm the last person who will say this. They may not be hating on you because you're bisexual. In fact, it almost doesn't sound really like they are. I'm not there, I don't know, but from what you've written, it sounds like they just might not like the particular guy you're going out with.
Right.
And that is a possibility. A lot of parents are dumbasses. A lot of them are intolerant. A lot of parents don't like to see their kids being homosexual or bi. But that's not all of them. Some of them don't mind it. And in that case, you might have to consider the fact that maybe they do. Maybe they were telling you the truth. They don't actually care what orientation you are. They just might not like this particular guy. Ask him.
That's what I was going to say. Ask him.
Ask him, what don't you like about the guy? And if they actually give you some solid answers, we don't like the people he hangs around with. We think he does drugs. If they just come out with some, why don't you like my boyfriend? You're going to hell. Then probably. Probably that's something. But, just question him about it. Find out. So maybe any extra. Because it sounds like we were about the same.
You said exactly. The first thing I was going to say was ask him. Ask him what it is about this person.
Yep. Find out.
Yeah. And that'll definitely let you know the truth.
Yes. Next one is from Balzam.
Balzam.
Dear to Griffin, Jabiqua, and Toasted Bunny.
Jabiqua.
Yum, Toasted Bunny Drool. Yes, Jabiqua.
I need a wig for this.
First of all, I want to thank you and all your co-staff, co-host, segment makers, and guests for good laws and information on American views in the world. You are funny, a homosexual acquainted with B and Christianity, right? So I'm guessing that you're familiar with the famous saying, yip in hell, fur fact. Will you be yipping or having real sex if you're going to hell? Sincerely, Balzam from Norway. You have no idea. You have no idea how much yipping in hell I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be yipping you in hell. I'm going to be yipping him in hell. I'm yipping everybody.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, it's going to happen.
No.
Everybody in hell will be, you know how they say yip in hell? That's because they know I'm going to be there. Because you're not going to be able to avoid it. I'm going to yip everybody. Everything in hell is going to be yip. Because me. Satan. Why am I being yipped in hell? It's like, you don't read B, do you? It's me.
I got first dibs on him.
Who, Satan?
Who?
Yeah. I got that bitch tied up already.
You think Satan's going to have a tight ass?
Not when I'm done with him.
Satan does not have a tight ass.
I don't think he has. You could probably drive a bus in there. Satan! Satan!
It's like throwing a piece of rice in a whale.
Satan, I heard for a while, Satan and Cthulhu were an item, That's true. That's true. It'd be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Yep, hot dog down the hallway. A piece of rice in a sperm whale.
Yep. Let's see. I'm trying to find our next. Okay. Next one is from Trash Wolf, who says, Dear Two, I've been listening to you since I was 13 years old.
You mean 18?
Listening to you since I was 13 years old. Today I'm 18.
You mean 21?
In other words, I literally grew up listening to you. I just figured I'd... fuck you. I used to be young. Now I'm just an old man.
Yes, you are. Keep reading. Put your glasses up close to your eyes.
Okay. Make it through this. In other words, I literally grew up listening to you. I just figured I would send you a modest thank you from someone who's been appreciating your work for quite some time now and would also like to use this chance to wish you luck on your Comedy Store performance. If anyone deserves to make it, that would be you. I respect your creativity a lot, and I hope you will continue to bring us all good comedy for the years to come, no matter what happens on the 16th. From the Smirnoff, it says, the Smirnoff made me lose my train of thought.
Ow!
Ow!
From Trash Wolf, also of Norway, by the way. Thank you very much, Trash Wolf. I bought another show. That's another show for Jim.
I'll be here. I get that.
Trash Wolf, bought it. Yeah, we'll be here. We'll be here again.
Again.
For years and decades until we die. We'll be here when people are saying, my grandfather grew up listening to you. I will.
Oh, please. You got one foot in the grave. Up.
My life is going to end on this show. If I get some kind of crazy old man disease, one of these shows, I'll be like, and that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. And I'll just end it right on the show. Might as well. I'm going to die here anyway.
You know, I would laugh.
Well, you wouldn't be laughing if I blew it this way because you'd be next.
It depends.
You'd have to duck.
Because
duck!
If I saw you pull up a gun, the normal nigger is going to duck. If you pull up a gun,
yes. Black people are going to dive. White people stand there and go, is that a gun? Why does he have a gun? What is that crazy person doing with a gun here? I mean, it's... God, the only thing you can do is shoot somebody with... Oh, shit. You know, I've seen that happen, actually. Well, not... I've seen it on... Internet.
Internet. You can find it up there.
Yeah, I saw a dude, actually, on Live Leak. I was watching a video of a guy as a hit, like a mob hit.
Mm-hmm.
And dude drives up, gets out of his car, walks up behind the guy who's standing there next to a garbage can talking to somebody, puts the gun right to the back of his head, clicks it. It doesn't go off. The guy turns around and stands there and watches the dude.
Oh, I saw that.
Jack with his gun until he gets it reloaded.
Yeah, I did see that.
Going, what is this dude doing? Why would he be doing? Why would he have a gun? Until the guy just went, boom, and shot him dead. It's like, you dumb motherfucker. Run! If you see a gun, somebody else has got it. Run!
White people.
Yes, come on. We got to...
White people.
Maybe it's natural selection. Maybe we're supposed to die. Maybe we're supposed to go down. I don't know. For the crimes that we have committed against humanity.
Well, there are too many white people on the face of the earth.
That's what it is. We need to die for our crimes against humanity and black people. So, I'm going to get hate mail for that one. LaTrans. LaTrans wrote our next letter here. And it's a Dear Jibba letter. Dear Jibba.
Oh, really?
I heard an interesting theory on luggage when flying and was hoping you could shed a bit of light on the idea. The suggestion is to place a starter pistol with highly valuable items such as high-end cameras in your luggage, your regular luggage, not carry-on, and claim the weapon when checking in, the idea being that no airline would want to deal with a lost weapon, so they'll take extra care to make sure that luggage is properly tracked and cared for. Is this a good, bad, or even possible idea from LaTrans? You know, I've heard the same thing. I've never tried it, but I've heard the same thing, and I probably should have come to you, because you probably know more.
That is absolutely true.
It is true.
Only if you put valuable items, they don't care about those.
Yeah.
But they are not going to lose a weapon. They're not going to lose it. They will know where that is at all times, because it is specially tagged, and it goes on the plane you're on, and if you get stuck somewhere, because you know a lot of times if you get stuck, your luggage will get there before you.
Yeah.
They will pull it off the plane and make sure it's on the plane with you.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard of furries packing their fursuits.
And putting
a gun in there, which can't look good when they're expecting, let's see, a raccoon suit and a gun. What's this motherfucker going to do? What is his plan? You know, and yeah, that's so. I mean, but it works.
It works. So, you will never lose a bag if you toss a gun in there and claim it.
May have to try
never.
That. May have to try that myself. Next letter's from Tyrell, who, by the way, if you didn't know, is the guy who actually animates all the raccoons videos we've been showing. He writes, "Dear Tube, I have a problem, that maybe you have some experience of from one side or another. You see, when I meet new people daily, and for the most part, it's awesome. Sometimes they find me because someone told them about me. Sometimes they call me a girl. Sometimes they find me and call me a girl because a person that is telling them about me has also spent the last three bloody years telling them that, in fact, I am a girl. What would you do to that person, Mr. Two, I ask you? What would you recommend for that? Yours stabbingly, the superior series, Tyrrell. P.S. Thousands of pounds. Thousands of pounds and an open door invite next May is what you owe me for playing my videos on your show. No, I don't accept sex. You were supposed to give permission. I told you to get permission. I thought that's not even. Wow, man.
I told you I couldn't do it. I run on CPT, and by the time she was asleep, and I couldn't do it. So don't try to put that shit on me.
So you said she too. So you called him a she. He has a problem with that.
Well, maybe you shouldn't look like a damn girl. That's the reason I couldn't contact your ass. It's because...
No, actually, okay. I am guilty of that myself. The first time when I was just looking at his pictures and his videos, I just assumed, and I don't know, I do know what made me do it, that he was a girl. Mm-hmm. And so when I talk about him, I'd say, yeah, she's got this new picture, she's got this thing, and people would, apparently everybody else, I think what it is, and don't take this the wrong way, his art style is very meticulous, very detailed, and there's a lot of passion and meticulousness that goes into it. And usually, and furries will know this, that the females are usually the ones that draw the better art. Sorry, I know I'm going to get hate mail from guys. Oh, I know. Well, here's a guy that you had looked over who does. Yeah, I know. There are guys out there that do really good art too. But
you're a girl.
In general, girls have this very particular meticulous style that really it's usually really detailed, and his art looks like that. So I think I just automatically got it in my head that he was a girl.
You know, for me, because I thought it was a girl too. Until just now.
He's a guy. I found out he was a guy because he drew a comic of him stabbing me.
Oh.
In the head for calling the girl with my microphone.
Well, I bet you what started, somebody said she a long time ago, and then it just
caught on.
Yeah.
Might have been.
Because I heard about it. She did this, she did that, and I'm like, oh.
There's only one thing you can do. You want my advice for this? There's only one thing you can do. Make the change. Go on, make the change. Go get a set. The next time someone calls you a girl, you just, that's right, smush. And you can just smush the face right up all in between your sweaty old boobs. Just go ahead and...
I think you should do it anyway without getting a change.
Just do it. Gain some weight. Man boob smush. There you go. Man boob smush. No, and by the way, I hope nobody is or especially Terrell, is actually truly upset about us playing his videos on... I mean, we... So we ganked him off of YouTube because one day we didn't have enough break, and we're not making any money off this. And we like to throw light. No, not at all. And we throw light. We like to throw light on really good furry artists. And for God's sake, I mean, as far as animation goes, Tyrrell is like one of the best animators out there. That's, I don't know if he's working doing it professionally or not, but it's professional grade work. So we like to say, look what our fandom can do. Check out this guy. Check out this girl.
Guy. Yeah.
Next letter's from Jekyll. First off, let me thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the fine work you have done. You have given me so much of your time, energy, and passionate opinions that I have never properly expressed my gratitude to you and all those from the past who made 2 cents what it is. Adulations aside, however, I do have a small problem. I am a devotee. I'm a devote of your work for many years, and on one of my hard drives I saved every copy of 2 since you ever released. However, while upgrading my computer, I shorted out the drive and lost all the data. And with the current layout of your site, epic as it is, I can no longer download the previous seasons of 2 cents. So can you please direct me to a mirror site or cache location on the web to reacquire your previous records of greatness? If not, I understand. Thank you for your time. Jekyll the Hermit Otter. Time for a plug for me. Actually, the easiest way to get the collection is to buy the 2 cents collection, available from Rabbit Valley, rabbitvalley.com. It's only $20, and it's a great value. 7.8 gigs of material, including every Two Cents episodes, the Extra Cents, and some things that we didn't even release. However, if you don't have the $20, there, I'm sure that there's someplace out there,
yeah, there
that offers it up. There's got to be someplace. Honestly, I'm not selling the shows to sell the shows. I'm kind of selling the show just because it's a collection of everything.
Mm-hmm.
The shows are, you know, they're kind of free. They're free to be given away. I don't know where they are. I don't know any particular place, but if you look, you might find them. If you can download them, great. And honestly, it would save you a lot of time if you just did buy the DVD, because then you just have it.
Yeah,
and then it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Your hard drives could crash until the cows come home and you'd still have it. So.
Those spider cows.
Those spider cows. Like in the damn.
That was a little freaky.
Yeah. Varmint. Next one's from Varmint. Dear Two, I came across a simple question and figured I'd pose it to you. If you had a choice, which would you choose? Freedom from or freedom to? Personally, I think I can have freedom from anything I want, even considering America's current setup, by not exposing myself to things I don't like. Freedom to do things without getting arrested is much different. It allows much more freedom by my standards, but what do you think? Your biggest fan, Varmint, from Virginia. You know, I can't actually tell a difference from freedom from and freedom to, because, like, freedom to kill a guy is also freedom from going to jail for killing a guy. You know what I mean? You could almost word either one of them to where it could include anything. But I would, based on this, I don't know. I think I'd probably say freedom from. You know, freedom from religion, freedom from oppression, freedom from... It sounds like there are a lot of things out there that I'd rather not be with than things that I'd like to have. I don't know. That's just me.
I would do freedom too.
You do freedom too?
Freedom to rob a bank.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, freedom. Yeah, that'd be nice. We'll see. I could do freedom from being prosecuted for robbing a bank. See, I could. You see what I mean? It's kind of weird. Anyway, we got. Oh gosh, we're not gonna make it.
Damn it!
Not gonna make it. But I gotta get through this next one because this is completely awesome. Don't usually do this. I just got this into my normal email box. Wasn't a Dear Two letter, but I'm putting it on there anyway. It's from William. This is a PayPal transaction. I kind of blurred out some of the more sensitive areas, but William Atkins sent you $102.22. And the transaction ID, and hello, this is to Take Two Studios. Just thought you'd like to know that William sent you $102.22. And note from William, I torrented some of your DVDs, but I never seeded, and I always intended to send green stuffs when I had some to send. So here's the value of all the torrented stuffs plus the symbolic $2.22. I would have ordered online, but still living with parents and closet fur till I find a job. Ow.
Ow.
That kind of shit restores my faith in humanity. You know what? It really does. That is awesome. I mean, I'm not going to complain about, you know, people torrenting my stuff. Why? What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody torrents things. I can't complain when my stuff goes back up on torrent. But the fact that somebody would say, you know what, I got this stuff, I enjoyed it, have some money. That, you rock. You rock. You know who you are, and you rock.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
Is that if we torrented a CD and then sent them money saying, I torrented this, they'd come after you.
They'd come after you. See, I'm not going to come after you. Probably. No, I'm not going to come after anybody.
No, I just find that funny.
Yeah, they would.
They would come after you and would thank you for sending money.
We got to take it off for this week. See you again next week. Thank you, everyone, part of the show. Thank you, crew. And take care. And remember, your turn.
You can't just toss it on me.
Something
done.